Hey everybody, welcome back to the 411 on 778. I'm your host Nate Spohr, back with another episode. This one we just got a quick update from all three of our business reps on different contract updates, things that are going on with some of our shops. We have some change in ownership of a company, and we've got some different locations. So lots of different things going on. So I sat down with all three business reps, and we discussed what's going on. So here are all three business reps, Brother Kevin Watkinson, Brother Landon Miner, and Brother Scott Brown. All right, so we're here with business rep Kevin Watkinson. Give us some updates on some of his shops. Kevin, what do you have going on at your shops right now?
Hey, man, thanks for having me. So a couple different things I've been working on is we got a location with ABF Freight down in Kansas City. They've been there for long time, and then they opened up a new location in Olathe, so we have two now. So me and the company, I got together with my steward and negotiated a basically a memorandum of agreement, and so we have a couple mechanics going over there. We have one right now that's working full-time. So far so good. Definitely have some kinks over there, but the company's working well with us and myself, and so far so good. A couple contracts I got coming up. I just got done finishing up the local agreement with UPS Freight. I was over in St. Louis with Roy Collins. He's a business rep over there, District 9. So we got that wrapped up. So here in May, I will be out of town doing the UPS master agreement. And should take about a week long, and hopefully we can get an agreement done up there. And we'll be done with UPS.
All right. So, what's the difference between a master agreement and the regular shop agreement?
So, a local agreement is it's shared between Local Lodge 778, which is us, and District 9 IAM as well. And that is mostly non-economics. That is work rules. That is shift preferences, that's all that. The master agreement goes into wages, pension, contributions, insurance, all the economic. And the national agreement is for the entire United States, all the shops and all the locals and districts that we have with IAM.
Okay.
I also have T-Force master agreement as well. That location just has a master. There's no local. Same deal with UPS. It's, you know, we all get together as reps throughout the United States. We meet with the company. We negotiate one contract for T-Force, which is formerly UPS Freight. So that one's coming up in June. At the end of the year, I start with the auto dealers contract. So we have about 11 locations with the auto dealers, and so we'll get together with that and start that as well.
All right, so on the UPS national contract, who is leading that negotiation, and where are those negotiations taking place?
Yeah, so the brother who's leading that is Craig Hughes. He is the automotive coordinator for the IAM, and we are going to do that up in Chicago.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you.
All right, so we're here with business rep Landon Miner to go over some of his updates. And Landon, what do you have going on at some of your shops?
Well, we just wrapped up the Honeywell contract here on March 23rd. Coming up, my next contract I have is SPX out in Olathe. I just put out the notice to nominate for the negotiating committee out there. Then we'll be following up with Union Machine in September, Arkema at the start of October, and then what was Corbion and now Patco. So Corbion just sold, and the new name is Patco, and that'll take place the 1st of November.
All right. So how did the Honeywell contract come out?
Overall, a good contract. I think there was a big win with the two-tier going away. A lot of good takeaways from this contract from back in December when the first proposal was voted down to where we're at today. The members showed up in March, showed up in large numbers, which was really good, sent a solid message. So kudos to all the members at Honeywell. Thank you all for showing up. But a lot of good lessons learned through this whole process, and we got new members. You know, we said it all along. You got a shop of almost 1,900 members. You have 200 that were hired when we, you know, 2011 when we went on strike. They were already in the shop then. You had another 200 approximately that were hired after the 2011 contract, 2012 contract, that had been through one contract negotiations of 2017. And then you've got, you know, almost 1,500 members that had never been through a contract proposal, a contract vote out there. So overall, it was good. So, you know, wrapping up the Honeywell contract, you know, with any contract, you always have the nuances of the implementation of things. So things have to get implemented. And, you know, we've had some stuff that we're working through, you know, the paid absence, the vacation, the 401k, things like that. So that there's always those nuances of any contract that you negotiate. And It could be a lot of changes, or it could be just one or two changes. So we appreciate everybody working with us as those nuances are being worked through, and we're all doing our best to get through it. So appreciate everyone, you know, understanding and helping us out through this time.
All right, so we also have DBR Scott Brown here. What was your thoughts on how the Honeywell contract ended up playing out?
Well, it went great overall. I mean, it was great to be a part of those negotiations with Lannan and that bargaining committee. Lannan did an excellent job from start to finish, from all the way through negotiations twice, including getting everything prepared and just staying on top of it. The bargaining committee, same thing for them. So, you know, most bargaining committees don't have to go through negotiations twice, but that group, as we talked about, they did vote an agreement down back in December. So this was the second go-round, and they stuck together and held to the purpose and the cause and the reason why they were there, and that was to bring back an agreement for the membership to ratify, which obviously did overwhelmingly. So kudos to the whole group. It was amazing to be a part of that group. We had an excellent turnout with the membership. And we just want to build off that and make sure that we maintain that participation throughout future negotiations and beyond.
Scott, what do you have going on at your shops?
Yeah, well, first, thanks for having me here, Nate. Got a couple contracts due this year. So right now we're in the middle of Northrop Grumman. That's a shop out at Lake City. They make 20-millimeter ammunition. But their agreement expires June 1st, so we are right in the middle of getting that getting those negotiations going. And then later in the year, we have City of Blue Springs maintenance workers, street maintenance workers, and everybody there. Everybody falls under one agreement out there. But again, these guys, they're coming into their second contract ever. You know, we just organized them a few years ago, so they're on their first contract, coming into their second. So we're going to be getting that process started here pretty quickly too. But I think that would wrap up as far as contracts that I have toward the beginning of the year for this year.
All right. Well, I thank all three of you for being here and giving those updates.